Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, November the 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin this Wednesday, midweek, with consecration. So take a deep breath. Open your mind, open your heart, open your will. Open the store of the temple of God, which is your body, and you're to hear this word. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, They trembled with fear on fearing God without being afraid of God. Our text today is Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 to 21. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There is being afraid of God, and then there is the fear of God. They are not the same thing. Being afraid of God describes the reaction of persons who come into God's unmitigated presence who do not know God's nature. The fear of God describes the posture of persons who know the enormity of God's holiness, yet trust in the extravagance of God's goodness. Today's text shows us the Israelites bouncing between these two places. The wilderness can be like this. One day it's cloud by day and fire by night, manna in the morning and quail in the evening. And the next it's thunder, lightning, and something akin to volcanic fire on the mountain. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, Speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die. I want us to notice something important here. Moses does not want them to be afraid of God, yet he wants them to live in the fear of God. It's plain here. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. It feels like a contradiction. Don't be afraid of God, yet live in the fear of God. But it's not. It comes back down to these two sides of the same coin, holiness and love. God is holy love. And in the end, these are not two things. Holy love is one thing, and it is both awe-inspiringly terrifying and breathtakingly good. He splits the sea, drowns an enemy army of cruel tormentors, and he provides breakfast. Every encounter with God is a test designed to bring us into the fullness of this kind of experienced understanding. We must all at once depend completely on God's mercy without presuming on His grace. This is impossible unless we actually know God. Knowing about God is not enough. Relating to God through an intermediary like Moses is not workable. We must know God directly. The goal of this way of life is to live in the fear of God without being afraid of God. We live in the fear of God and in the embrace of God at the same time. On the one hand, we approach God humbly, and on the other, we approach Him confidently. Are we growing in our awareness of the true nature of God, or does our vision of God remain skewed? This is why staying close to the Scriptures is so essential. We can recreate God in our own image about as fast as it takes to say golden calf. I was driving down the interstate recently when I spotted a bumper sticker that said, "Sin now, pray later." This sentiment denies both holiness and love. Let's close today with the bumper sticker that fellow needed. In fact, we all need it. Warning, this will take a large sticker. This is from Hebrews 10:26-31. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know Him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge His people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Wow, what a bumper sticker that would be. So let's just have the contrast and maybe the cliff note. Sin now, pray later, or it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Wow. Let's pray for deliverance today. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. Father, You are holy and You are love. And how perfectly have You revealed Yourself to us through Your Word and Your Spirit. And how beautifully do You show us the fullness of Word and Spirit in Your Son, Jesus. The miracle we struggle to believe is this: as we see Your fullness in Jesus Christ, so would You grant that same fullness to us in Him. Bring us breakthrough this week in our understanding of You and of ourselves. We want to live in the fear of God without being afraid of God. In Jesus' name, yes, amen. It will be for Your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Our journal prompts today. Do you tend to struggle to perceive and experientially appreciate God's holiness or God's love? How does seeing these two things as one thing help you? Not the same thing, mind you, yet the one thing, holy love. And I wonder, are you grasping the distinctive here between being afraid of God and carrying the fear of God, living in the fear of God? You know, Proverbs says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And I would say that the love of God is the end of wisdom, the aim of wisdom. I think you understand that. If you don't, I can't explain it. But the Lord can. And I wouldn't even have gone there if it hadn't been so clear in the text. Moses says to the people, do not be afraid. He says, God's come to test you so that the, quote, fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. Well, we're going to sing in a minute. We're going to sing a ginormous hymn today. I felt like this whole We need a bigger view, bigger vision of God. So we're going to sing one called Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. It's number 7 in our hymn book, our Great Redeemer's Praise, if you want to hold the page. It is actually one of my more favorite hymns, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. I love the majestic tune that we'll sing to it. But the words are just spellbinding and spectacular. And, you know, I think this whole entry today is just taking a massive swing of the axe at the tree of what I would call casual religion. Just kind of saluting God. Just kind of, you know, we'll be praying for you if you don't really mean it. That, you know, I said to my church the other day, you know why people are tired of thoughts and prayers? Because how often do we say we're going to be praying for you and we really don't? We just kind of say it casually. That's not really what I want to get into here, but it's true. We need to recover our awareness of the holiness of God. The other day I lifted out those hymn fragments from Revelation, and I wrote those back about a journal or two ago. I just went into the Bible and I copied down those 4 or 5 hymn fragments from Revelation. I think they're in chapter 4 and 5 and 7. And there for a long time, I was just reciting them out loud every day as just a part of my meeting with Jesus. Just going into that place of seeing the vision of heaven now. It's unfolding. It's happening. This is what's going on in heaven. And it can so easily slip out of my awareness and I just forget about it. And just going about my life. And so what happens, that's one of the downsides of a journal, is you write things in them and then you keep on going and you go back to them while you're in that journal. But then once you get to a new journal or a couple of journals later, you just hardly go back to them anymore. And I'm trying to figure out how to solve that problem for us, but I've got to bring them forward. And I want to encourage you to bring them forward. Holiness is a beautiful vision but it so quickly slips from our sight. And the word is written down. I mean, you don't need to write it in your journal if you don't want to. You can just open your Bible. It's right there. I love writing it down because it, I don't know, there's something about that that just reinforces it. But, you know, one of the words, of course, is holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's one of the pieces that come out of Revelation. And then there's Isaiah 6, where the angels, it's another vision of the throne room of heaven, where the angels are saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And I love to just going down the road. I just love sometimes just out loud, there I am in the car by myself, and I'll just turn down the radio and just start declaring that. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And then holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And then I'll just go back to the other. And you know, sometimes you've got to just invite the Holy Spirit to sanctify your imagination. And as you can lean into the words, there'll come a point at which the veil will pull back and you'll have a sense of like, God is here. God is near. And this is the way that we want to live our life, is in the awareness of the presence of God, who is holy love. And then, you know, this doesn't even yet get to the place of realizing that this God is in us, in the person of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that he is indwelling us, that the holiness and the love of God through the person of Jesus Christ, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, is actually in our bodies, our physical bodies, in our inmost being, this tabernacle, this temple. Oh my gosh, if we could wake up to that on a daily basis, really, and walk in that, that's when awakening starts to unfold. And you know what? Great awakening is simply the tipping point. It's when a lot of people start waking up to and living into the reality, the realism of that in their everyday lives. That's what great awakening is. That's the place. And so that's why we're sowing. All right, but now we're going to be singing. You ready? We're going to sing Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Number 7.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee.
Here we go.
Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. all praise we would render. Oh, help us to see 'tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
Amen. Well, we did it. Immortal, invisible, God only wise. The fear of God, the love of God, the holiness of God. Let's just walk in wonder and awe today. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's our vision today. Grab your seeds. That's how we're going to be sowing today, in the light of that truth. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.